Hey, feeling unsure about your finances these days? You're not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. Just hear it straight from the people who they've helped. The Noble crew walked me through everything with no stress. With their help, I could finally sleep easy at night. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. Hey, everybody. It's on the Charlie Kirk Show. Bob Menendez indicted. What does it mean? The fourth branch is sending you a message and a reminder. Become a member today to listen to our entire program, advertiser free. That is charliekirk.com and click on the members page to become a member. We have some exciting new things happening there. It's affordable for a monthly basis to listen, advertiser free, and it really helps out the show. So check it out. CharlieKirk.com. Please check it out. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. And get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Bob Menendez, who is a bad hombre. Let me tell you what, this guy, he has been around for 11 years lying and stealing and being deceitful. Oh my goodness. Bob Menendez has been indicted by the Department of Justice. So let's just focus on the facts here. First of all, Bob Menendez is no small cookie. He's no small fish. This is not like George Santos type stuff. He is the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee in the U.S. Senate. This guy has a lot of power. He is in classified briefings all the time. He is in SCIFs, where highly sensitive classified information and material is being shared. Bob Menendez is as powerful as Joe Biden once was in the U.S. Senate. So just remember that for a second. Bob Menendez is getting the same briefings that Joe Biden would once get when he was a senator from Delaware. So Bob Menendez is an outright crook. And look, we have a lot of fans from New Jersey, but I just have to lay it on you guys. New Jersey has a specialty in producing politicians that embezzle and are corrupt and are criminals. I'm not saying everyone from the Garden State is like that, but boy, he really is continuing the time-old tradition. And look, being from Chicago, I know a criminal when I see one, and Bob Menendez, he is in the tradition. The time-honored tradition, thank you, of Soprano, Corzine, and many others. So first of all, Menendez got off on a hung jury just a couple years ago. It was like a Medicare reimbursement thing for a donor that was a doctor. It was a little confusing, didn't look good for him, and he got off. You would think that that would scare him into stopping doing suspicious activities. He doesn't know any different. He doesn't know how to operate ethically. Because remember, Democrats get lulled into sleep. Democrats believe they're untouchable. So they do not operate with the same sort of code of ethics, the same sort of, let's just say, atmospherics that Republicans or conservatives sometimes do. Now, I'm not saying that Republicans commit less crimes than Democrats. I'm saying that Democrats get away with their crimes. So it creates a culture, the same culture that made Joe Biden so empowered to get on conference call after conference call with his son selling us out to foreign powers. So when Democrats think they're above the law and that they run the regime, they're going to be more empowered to accept luxury vehicles and gold bars from foreign countries. You would think that Bob Menendez would be a little bit more power, a little bit more careful, like a little bit more precise. Everybody knows that you don't take the gold bars. You have your cokehead addicted son take the gold bars and then give you 10% for the big guy. Come on, Bob Menendez. You didn't get the memo? Now, Bob Menendez allegedly, based on the DOJ indictment, got paid by Egypt and other foreign powers, and not just, you know, hey, your mom is on some sort of corporate board, or that your wife is going to go give some speech. No, they just give him gold bars, kilos of gold bars. Play cut 155. Here's the indictment against Bob Menendez, one of the leading Democrats in the U.S. Senate. Play cut 155.
The indictment alleges that Senator Menendez used his power and influence, including his leadership role on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, to benefit the government of Egypt in various ways. Among other actions, Senator Menendez allegedly provided sensitive, non-public U.S. government information to Egyptian officials and otherwise took steps to secretly aid the government of Egypt. We also allege that Senator Menendez improperly pressured a senior official at the U.S. Department of Agriculture to protect a lucrative monopoly that the government of Egypt had awarded to Hana, a lucrative monopoly that Hana then used to fund certain bribe payments.
Bribery. Treason. Now, we wouldn't know anything about that. You could replace Menendez with Biden and Egypt with Ukraine, and it's exactly what Joe Biden did. But let's talk about what's really going on here. First of all, I would be remiss to not just say, you know what? Finally, a scumbag Democrat is having a bad day. I'll be honest. I'm not supposed to take delight and rejoice in the suffering of my enemies. Well, I'm doing that because I need it. It's cathartic. It's helpful. It's therapeutic. I hope you feel the same. That finally, one of these scumbags that is selling out our country is having a bad Friday morning. Bob Menendez is not laughing his way to the bank. Bob Menendez is getting booked, fingerprinted, mugshot, and he has to meet with lawyers for the next couple weeks. But let's talk about what's really going on here before we take victory lap after victory lap after victory lap. It's important to understand the way that the fourth branch of government operates is with intentionality. There are no mistakes. There are no indictments without the right hand knowing what the left hand is doing. So the first most obvious takeaway is important. They're doing this to create the appearance of impartiality so that they can continue their jihad against Donald Trump. So that under oath, they could say, well, as you can see, we have active indictments against Menendez and Hunter Biden, which gives us a mandate to go after Bannon and Donald Trump and Douglas Mackey, et cetera, et cetera. So it is the appearance of impartiality. And they do this low-hanging fruit indictment, which, by the way, you better believe that Bob Menendez deserves this. This is not some sort of concoction. This is not a reach. Now, when you read the indictment, it also demoralizes me a little bit. Because when the FBI, when the Department of Justice wants to do their job, they actually do a pretty good job. You read the indictment, and by pretty good job, I mean it's thorough. Bob Menendez does not stand a chance against the evidence they have here. Bob Menendez, the day after he comes back from Egypt, they also have the gold bars. He Googles how much is a kilo of gold worth the day after he comes back from Egypt. So they did a rather forensically thorough job. But that's not what's going on here, okay? This is all surface level stuff. It's important. We got to mention it. There's something much deeper happening here. And it involves the 30th of September. But before we do that, I just want to play this CNN tape because it's important. He is the chair of the Senate Foreign Intelligence Committee. He is more powerful than the junior senator from New Jersey, Cory Booker. He is more powerful than Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. He's more powerful than Mark Kelly. This is one of the big dogs of the Senate. Play cut 145.
Breaking news that will have ripple effects in Washington and beyond. New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez, who is the chair of the
House Foreign Relations
Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He's being charged with corruption-related charges for the second time in 10 years. He was charged, indicted before, and there was a hung jury, and now he's being charged again for something completely different.
You only act that way if, number one, you really have sociopathic tendencies. Like, you got a big problem. Right. The second is you just think you're untouchable. Menendez says, look, we run the government. I'm the chairman of the Foreign Intelligence Committee or the Foreign Affairs Committee. I can do whatever I want. So while most conservative media is just going to stop there, Menendez, bad guy, DOJ, trying to look balanced. No, there's something even deeper occurring under the surface, which is where our program always goes. Menendez is a not so subtle reminder. Because it's not just Menendez that is having a bad Friday, September 22nd. No, 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 no. Menendez is a warning. Menendez, he's a message. Because you better believe that there are other U.S. senators nervous, going through their own search history, talking to lawyers and attorneys, sweating it out, wondering if they're next. And that's exactly what the fourth branch of government wants. Summer, or actually any holiday season, is such a delightful time, isn't it? A chance to break from the daily grind and enjoy life to the fullest. However, all the fun aside, we often find ourselves taking a break from our health routine as well. Late nights, irregular eating habits, and the indulgence become the norm. But when the vacation season winds down, it's time to get back on track with our health. Although it may not be easy, it's essential to our well-being. If you struggle to return to your health routine, I have a valuable lesson to share. Focus on majors. Prioritize healthy eating, exercise, and above all, quality sleep. Just one more interesting fact about sleep to mention. Drinking more than 2 servings of alcohol per day for men and more than 1 serving per day for women can decrease sleep quality by 39.2%. The Sleep Foundation survey reports, not even mentioning all that indulgent food and late night effects. And sleep is the key to your body's rejuvenation and repair process. It controls hunger and weight loss hormones, boosts energy levels, and impacts countless other vital functions. Good night's sleep will improve your well-being much more than anything else. Sleep is your major to focus on. That's why I recommend you start by taking magnesium daily, but not just any supplement. Get Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. Magnesium Breakthrough contains all 7 forms of magnesium designed to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. The sleep benefits are truly remarkable, and once your sleep is optimized, you'll find it much easier to tackle any and all of the major aspects of your health. Trust me, it's a game changer. Visit magbreakthrough.com/Kirk and enter Kirk10 for 10% off any order. This special offer is only available at magbreakthrough.com/Kirk. That is magbreakthrough.com/Kirk. Bob Menendez is stepping down as his chairmanship of the Senate Foreign Affairs Committee because of the indictment. He's going to have to fight that. It's just, this guy is such a criminal. He's such a traitor to the United States. It's very similar to Joe Biden. You know, Joe Biden sells out the country. It's just that Bob Menendez was sloppier than Joe Biden. But what's really going on here is that 9:30 is coming into sight and a government shutdown is looming. The administrative state, the insiders, the fourth branch of government, they're getting a little nervous that some of their funding might be put in jeopardy. So you have to ask the question, why do they unseal the indictment against Bob Menendez now? Now, the kind of normie argument is, oh, Charlie, timing means nothing, and it's just the way it is. No, no, no. There's more to the story here. They're trying to put the senators on notice in the U.S. Senate. If you question us, if you even as much as cut a half of a penny of our money, you might be next. Because you better believe that Bob Menendez is definitely the most, I don't want to say the most corrupt, but he's just a sloppy, bribe-accepting traitor. This guy's not very sophisticated. But think about other senators that might be doing deals via their son, or deals via their cousin, or deals via the uncle, very similar to how Joe Biden configured many of these ideas. The fourth branch of government is doing this publicly, is doing this before the continuing resolution funding fight is resolved, because they want to remind you who is in charge. And that includes Democrats. If you do not get right in line and parrot the talking points of the intelligence agencies, then the sword of Damocles could fall on your head. If you study Joseph Stalin, Stalin was a maniac. But how was Stalin able to hold on to power for so long? First of all, Stalin had 50,000 bodyguards. He was a paranoid maniac. We don't talk enough about Stalin being actually a seminary student early in his life, understanding the Bible, and then becoming a committed atheist. That's really sick when you think about it. A guy that studied the scriptures for years and then becomes someone who worships at the altar of the state. If that's not demonic, I don't know what is. Stalin responsible for almost more murders than any other human being in the history of the planet. Maybe Mao and him are tied. It's unknown how many people. The intentional starvation of people, the intentional massacring, the gulags, all that. Stalin did several purges to eradicate enemies of the working class, going after the kulaks, the property owners, going after the dissidents, going after the comedians. Sound familiar? But Stalin needed to keep people on their toes. And Stalin said, hey, if you even as much mention the famine, and that's exactly what's happening on the border. It's so Soviet. There's no problem on the border. It's exactly like what Pravda would publish in 1934 Russia. There's no famine. It's a bountiful harvest. There's never been a year as great as 1934. Stalin also did another thing, is he would randomly, without any sort of reason, pick someone that has been effective, loyal, and close to him and kill him. He did this arbitrarily as a message to everyone else that you could be next. One of the most famous of these, it's a man by the name of General Tukhachevsky. General Tukhachevsky was a very, very loyal Stalin general. In fact, he had the nickname as being called Red Napoleon. He was prominent for 20 years. He was a military officer. He ran one of Stalin's military academies. He was chief of staff for the Red Army for 3 years. Major proponent for the Soviet military, one of Stalin's closest confidants. He and Stalin would vacation together, and they were loyal. He did nothing wrong by any objective measurement. But between 1936 and 1934, Stalin wanted to send a message. And the message was that no one is off limits. That I get to decide who lives. I get to decide. And General Tukhachevsky was killed in the Soviet show trials between 1936 and 1938. And the administrative state operates exactly the same. And fear is an effective tool to control people, including the other 99 U.S. senators. Listen, as students begin heading back to school, do you think they'll be learning about the founding principles that made America the freest, most prosperous nation in history? Will they learn that our unalienable rights are God-given and not granted by government? Will they be given a full and honest account of our nation's history? The answer to all these questions is yes for students at Hillsdale College. And these days, in addition to teaching college students, Hillsdale has extended its teaching to K-12 students and lifelong learners like you and me. If you're not doing so already, one of the best ways to start learning from my friends at Hillsdale is through InPrimus, Hillsdale's free digest of liberty. My listeners can sign up for free at this special website, which is available for a limited time. It's at charlie4hillsdale.com. I look forward to InPrimus each month, and you can too. It's interesting, useful, and free, the best and smartest in conservative constitutionalist thought. Find out more about Hillsdale and InPrimus at charlie4hillsdale.com. They're an excellent college, America's greatest college, charlie4hillsdale.com. Front page of the Wall Street Journal. This drives me up a wall. Surge of migrants stuns Texas City on border. They are not migrants. These are criminals. These are foreigners. These are border jumpers. It is an insult to migrants. Wall Street Journal. Thousands cross into the U.S. from Mexico along the Rio Grande on Thursday, leading the mayor of Eagle Pass to declare a state of emergency as resources were overwhelmed. Most were expected to request asylum. So then they get, just so you guys understand how this works, I think there's a lot of misunderstanding. It used to be under Trump that the illegals would try to get away from Border Patrol. Now that still happens a little bit. There's gotaways. Those are the really bad people that are carrying drugs into the interior to kill your grandkids if they use fentanyl. They might be at a college party, by the way, and they might say, oh, that's a cool drug, boom, dead, happens all the time. They might be bringing guns. But more times than not, this is what is mind-blowing. And when I go down to Yuma, Arizona, and I go there and I learn and I see, that the illegals, they don't try to get away. They don't try to escape. They just say, okay, I declare asylum. They just walk right in. They go to the asylum officer. The cartels, by the way, will go find a family in Nicaragua that has like no money. And they'll say, okay, for $6,000 equivalent, give us everything. So that's slavery. We are going to traffic you up the interior of Mexico, bring you to the border, and we're going to give you the magic words. You say that you are fleeing violence, that you are asylum. You get a trial date 2 years from now. You blow it off and nobody will come after you. What I think is that many people believe that there's some sort of great chase that's going on, that these people are waltzing across the border and that we're like running after them. That does still happen. Again, mostly with people with backpacks on so much that they're carrying heroin or drugs, like 60-pound backpacks. And that does happen. We get them on thermal imaging. We get them on nighttime sort of reconnaissance. But the vast majority, 95%, 98%, are just fighting-age males that walk in and they say, hey, asylum. And then, bienvenidos to America. Play cut 149.
When you say that there are no consequences and that is causing more of this, does the president bear some of the responsibility for the crisis in your city?
I'll be honest with you. I believe 100% he does bear some responsibility for this crisis. I haven't heard from anybody in the administration. Nothing. We're here abandoned. We're on the border. We're asking for help. This is unacceptable. Please. Just enforce the laws that are on the books. We're a nation of laws. That's all I ask for, is that it shouldn't be like this. We should be able to enforce laws.
Poor guy. Nation of laws. What country does he think he's talking about? We haven't been a nation of laws for a very long time. We have not been a nation of laws ever since we've allowed our border be open for the last decade. Joe Biden is on pace to allow 10 million people to illegally come into America. 10 million people. And you might think, you might have in your head, oh, it's the poor little mother. It's kind of like that propaganda book that they teach in school, Lupita Manana. You know what I'm talking about? Lupita Manana. It's like, oh, they're fleeing violence, a bunch of garbage. Look at these videos. These are fighting age males. These are young men that are flowing into the country uninterrupted. Look at that. Does that look like families? No, these are 17, 18, 19, 20-year-old men waving, welcome to America. They get to cheat in line, cut in line, no DNA testing, no idea who they are. And it's not just Honduras, Nicaragua, Mexico. It's China. It's Azerbaijan. It's all the countries. Now, Joe Biden has a new plan. You know what his plan is? Of course his new plan. Fast track the processing. Oh, so the issue is not the fact that there's 10 to 15 million people coming in. It's a paperwork issue. Zero deportations is part of his plan. Number two, expand legal pathways for citizenship. Oh, so just give them all amnesty. That's part of the Joe Biden plan. Three, increase the total number of refugees. Increase. Number four, send money to help sanctuary cities. Number five, speed up work permits. So basically, Joe Biden's vision for America is to flood the zone with as many foreigners as possible. And they're coming in by train. They're coming in. And Joe Biden admits it. Joe Biden acknowledges. Joe Biden is excited. He is happy that America is undergoing a massive and transformational demographic change. Joe Biden is celebrating that the America that you grew up in is dying. Joe Biden is a traitor. If we were a decent country, Joe Biden would have to stand for war crimes and high crimes and misdemeanors, but we're not a decent country. We're an unserious country. Instead, we make the political opponent, Donald Trump, have to face 500 years in prison. Here's Joe Biden talking about Hispanic Heritage Month And he says that's actually American Heritage Month. Play cut 144.
We're going to make it clear, as we have here tonight, during Hispanic Heritage Month, Hispanic heritage in America is American heritage. That's what it is. Now, think about it, folks. I'm not trying to just be nice. Let's be simple. 26 of every 100 children in grade school from kindergarten through high school come from Spanish-speaking homes. 26!
You hear the people cheering? Yay, we broke into your country. We broke into your home. They didn't. Many of them did not come legally. They're criminals. They are occupying our country. And Joe Biden thinks that's great. Joe Biden wants the importation of the third world into America. He thinks it's wonderful. He's celebrating it. Why? Because it does mean the complete, utter destruction of the country, which is, of course, is the agenda of the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party hates our country. And it makes them more powerful. This is what you have to understand, that anarchy and chaos actually leads to totalitarianism. If you want totalitarianism, destabilize the country and it gives you a mandate to have complete and total control over the nation. Play cut 151.
First, we put in place policies that process people in a fair and fast way. Second, we're significantly expanding legal pathways for entry so businesses can get the workers they need. Families don't have to wait for a decade to be together. I've also directed my team to make a historic increase in the number of refugees admitted from Latin America. Next week, my team will consult with Congress on this plan.
Next week, my team is going to consult with Congress. More refugees. More foreigners. Meanwhile, new report out of Baltimore. Joe Biden wants to have more foreigners come into America. We are being swarmed. We are being overwhelmed. What's happening in the city of Baltimore? 13 schools in Baltimore, new report, do not have a single kid that can do math at grade level. Not a single kid. But Joe Biden wants more refugees. Joe Biden wants more foreigners to bring down wages, to flood our services, to deteriorate the rule of law. You are not a country if you are a nation of strangers. You do not have a shared history. You do not have a common purpose. You do not have a shared story. You do not have a common theme. Instead, everyone has their own story. They speak their own language. Literally. You don't have the ties that bind you together. You're not a nation at that point. You're a colony. It's exactly what they want. I want to ask these foreigners, do you know who Thomas Jefferson is? How many articles of the U.S. Constitution are there? Did your family fight in World War II? Do you have anything to say about Iwo Jima, Guadalcanal? Why was George Washington important? Abraham Lincoln. Oh, no, you want to cheat in line. You want to cut in line. Instead of improving your own country, instead of improving Nicaragua, instead of improving Honduras, instead of improving where they are, they want to come and leech off of America. And the Democrat Party is thrilled. They think this is the great accomplishment of the modern era. It's diluting our sovereignty, which allows the Great Reset to creep in. And it destabilizes everything. And yes, of course, it's intentional. This is not incompetency. This is not stupidity. This is all by design. Let's play cut 152. Fox News' Griff Jenkins. 2.3 million illegals have crossed in so far this fiscal year that we know of. 2.3 million people. That is greater than the population of Wyoming, greater than the population of Montana, greater than the population of North Dakota, South Dakota. Play cut 152.
This won't come as welcome news to the White House, but CBP sources confirmed to Fox News just moments ago that the total number of migrant encounters this fiscal year, 2023, have surpassed last year's record-breaking numbers. Take a look here. You see, so far this fiscal year, and there's 8 days left in this fiscal year, 2,388,350 plus compared to that 2,378,000 from last year that shattered the records, more than 10,000 in you're getting upwards of 9,000 a day.
9,000 a day. 9,000 a day. Our illegal numbers are becoming like the national debt. And it would be nice if we had a Republican Party that cared about this. 9:30 is a great opportunity to draw a line in the sand, to fight. Republicans have gone into a weekend recess. Doesn't seem to be a huge priority. In fact, breaking last night, two Republicans are speaking out and they're saying that they're going to do a deal with the Democrats for a clean, dirty resolution. Two Democrats to say, you know, who really cares about the border? Who cares about what's happening there? It's day after day after day. The other reason they're doing this, by the way, is just to demoralize you. And in that regard, I could see it working because you feel so helpless. Greg Abbott isn't doing anything to help you. The local DAs aren't doing anything to help you. It's just invade us more. Let's play cut 141.
What we need is for Republicans to stop talking about open borders.
When you see the CBP officers releasing migrants en masse on the street, do you think that sends a message to people that the border's open?
The border is not open.
What you see is different than what happens in actuality.
What you see is different what happens than in actuality. Play cut 149.
Mayor, how do you feel about it when you say that there are no consequences and that is causing more of this? Does the president bear some of the responsibility for the crisis in your city?
I'll be honest with you. I believe 100% he does bear some responsibility for this crisis. I haven't heard from anybody in the administration. Nothing. We're here abandoned. We're on the border. We're asking for help. This is unacceptable. Please just enforce the laws that are on the books. We're a nation of laws. That's all I ask for, is that it shouldn't be like this. We should be able to enforce laws.
It is. It's really telling, isn't it? How does one process having a president, Joe Biden and his cabal, that hate the country that they are overseeing? How do you deal with that? You know, white liberals love this. Again, that's not going to impact Aspen or Kennebunkport. And if it will, they'll just go to another white enclave. It does impact the working class. It alleviates guilt. I think we built that out rather thoroughly yesterday, comprehensively. Wall Street Journal says the surge of migrants stunned Texas City on border. Most were expected to request asylum. Immigration is how they are changing the country. Immigration is how they are transforming us. Here's the Wall Street Journal. Migrants overwhelm Texas border city. They say it twice. There's not enough people or resources to maintain order. Of course not. And by the way, if you look at these pictures, these people look like they're from Africa. They're from Azerbaijan. Fighting age males. We don't know if these kids are actually with these parents. We don't know that because we're not doing DNA testing. We are probably co-sponsoring the greatest child sex trafficking operation in the history of the Northern Hemisphere. Remember when the Biden and all them got so mad about kids in cages and all that? Eagle Pass declares emergency, asks state and federal help amid influx. We could solve this border crisis in an afternoon, but we don't want to because they don't think it's a problem. They look at it as a benefit. The Democrat Party looks at this as a once-in-a-generation opportunity and an opportunity to change America forever. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.